Yes, thanks again, Andre. You will be pleased to hear that I don't intend to go through all 260 pages in the meeting now, as you say. We saw the basis of this document, or these documents, in January. I would say, in response to your words, quoting, of course, the great Ichikawa-san, "You drive me crazy." And as the job drove me crazy, I have to give a lot of credit to Rob Gardner, who, in his usual absolute phenomenal attention to detail, checked through the documents and found all the errors that I'd made, which were quite numerous. The background to the documents, just to repeat, is all of the improvements and minor changes that we made in the 02 and 03 series, to carry those back into the original series and 01, just to get a consistency, of course, not carrying back those elements that would justify a new series of amendments, for example, a new particulate number limit in Japan, but all of the corrections and minor differences, we just in case some contracting party or some state using or accepting Regulation 154 requests one of the two first series, then just to get that consistency. So that's the status of these two documents. Before I leave the floor on this topic, we did in January mention a third element, and that would be effectively doing the same job to GTR 15, which I made a start on. And the point at which I stopped was when I realised that, of course, an amendment to a GTR needs a technical report, and it is at least traditional for a technical report to be submitted by a contracting party. I don't know whether it's a hard rule, whether OICA can submit a technical report to a GTR amendment, but it's certainly traditional. So within OICA, we've given some thought as to how to make progress. It's certainly not the most urgent, but it's just doing the job right to complete these amendments also in GTR 15. Relatively obviously, the EU has little interest in GTR 15 anymore because we have Reg 154, and that is being referenced in the new EU legislation. Regulation 154 is already referenced in the new and coming Japanese legislation. And so I would be reaching out to another contracting party, and without wanting to put anyone on the spot, India is a contracting party who is currently drafting emissions legislation based on GTR 15. I'm not looking for a response, obviously, without announcing this here and now, but I see we've got an Indian delegation dialed into the meeting. If India would be prepared to put their name to a technical report, OICA would be prepared to, as we did with these documents, do the drafting work, and we can either submit it together or submit it as a contracting party submission. So, thank you very much.